This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series simply called Joy. And I'm just going to read 1 Peter chapter 1 and I'm going to read it from verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. From verse 8 in the New King James says, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And so we see that joy, again, joy inexpressible, full of glory, joy that cannot be put into words, joy is our portion as believers, and we must remember that. Because just like Paul wrote in Philippians 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. You know, we can tend to read this and not be mindful of the fact that Paul wrote this from a stinking Roman prison. He was probably in chains. It was not a nice place. Certainly didn't have nice clientele. I'm sure there was quite a rough group of people in there. And yet, Paul had his eyes on joy. Philippians chapter 1, verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. Verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. So again, to rejoice is a choice. It's not a feeling or an emotion. It's a choice. Verse 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. Chapter 2, verse 2, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 17, yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Verse 18, for the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Verse 28. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem. So again, here Paul over and over again talks about rejoicing, ironically, from a Roman jail. Philippians 3 in verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. And Philippians 4 and verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Ironically, this was written by Paul while in prison in Rome or Ephesus around 62 AD, a year or two before he was beheaded by Nero. And yet, in spite of his dire and depressing surroundings and his precarious situation, considering his impending death, and again, his circumstances in this dark and dangerous prison, he doesn't complain or feel sorry for himself. Rather, it's a remarkably joyful, uplifting, and hope-filled book. Because joy will find you at the most unexpected times and in the most unlikely places. Did you know that joy is looking for you? That joy is calling your name? Joy that lifts you. Joy that changes the atmosphere in your home. Joy that elevates your vision from earth to heaven, from the temporal to the eternal, from where you are to where you need to be. Wherever you're going, you won't get there without joy. Because wherever you are going, You won't get there without joy. Because wherever you are going, you won't get there without joy. Because there's a supernatural, irresistible force to joy. Joy like Christ felt as he looked beyond the cross to the crown. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy that was set before him. If you get this message over these coming days, it will change your relationships and your responses. Because you can't always choose your circumstances, but you can choose your attitude in them. Because what the enemy means for evil, God can turn to your good. And this is why we choose joy, even in negative situations, because we know that God is working it all for our good. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. No matter where life finds you today or what battle you may be facing, joy will bring you through. Because joy will visit you wherever you are and whoever you are, if only you will open your heart. Again, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10, Paul here is talking again from prison. Keep that in perspective. But he says in verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you've done well that you shared in my distress. So Paul said, I've learned to be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, Christ will give you strength as he gives you joy. And this is the joy that Paul had learned to access. Paul had learned to access the joy of the Lord, which gave him strength. Many people do not realize that supernatural power is released when we choose joy in spite of the circumstances. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. No joy, no strength. Can you see why Satan comes after your joy? Can you understand that if he succeeds in taking your joy, that you're no longer a threat to him? Because no joy, no strength. And no strength, no fight. And no strength, no victory. No strength, no resistance. So don't make it easy for him. It's time to take your joy back. Because joyful believers are the greatest advertisement for the kingdom of God and the reality of Christ. So if you're saved, please tell your face. Amen. Because people will be drawn to you if they see the joy of the Lord. If they see you're depressed and discouraged and anxious and frustrated, just like the rest of them, why would they want what you have? And this is why, again, when we walk in joy, we become a walking billboard for Jesus Christ. We become a walking billboard for the gospel and the power of the gospel to transform lives. I'm not talking about pretending. I'm talking about surrendering to the joy that heaven has for you. I'm talking about connecting with your calling and glorifying your Savior by keeping your eyes on him. Because the reason why you're depressed, the reason why you're discouraged, the reason why you're offended, the reason why you're anxious is your eyes are not on him. They're on you. They're on the people around you, on your circumstances, etc. No, lift your eyes. Put them on Jesus. He has this. Hallelujah. Receive his joy today in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.